Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
So one of my goals is really to just be a voice for those things that people are uncomfortable discussing, such as trauma, and helping people know it's not just the stuff that happened forever ago. It's the stuff that people are dealing with day in and day out.
All right. So that was Erica Reed from episode 83, where she was, she's talking about this idea of voice and how do we give voice to everyone, especially when we're talking about kind of uncomfortable situations, et cetera, even including the word trauma was put into that excerpt you just heard. And that really brought to my mind the idea of everyone has a story, which is one of the principles of narratives, listening, and storytelling method. Because that's what we do when we go into organizations. We sort of view storytelling as an access to your own voice, especially for people who have not been able to exercise their voice historically, and also for people who just aren't comfortable exercising their voice for a variety of reasons. You know, it might be even part of their kind of personality, upbringing, whatever it is. But as a result of not hearing everyone's voice, the company's missing out on ideas, et cetera, and the public, the consumers, et cetera, are hearing from the usual suspects, the CEOs, the leaders, and those are the people that you tend to see doing the TED Talks and that kind of thing. So we go in with this mindset of everyone has a story and we're interested in everybody's story. And I know that prompted some thinking on your part too, Jules.
Yes, and that was one of the reasons I thought we needed to speak to Erica, because she was addressing tough topics and things that she's been talking about that's hit our whole country and different parts of our culture, that to teach ourselves how to be mindful about how to not ignore things that have happened, to respect experiences that people might have and we are not aware about, but to spend more time listening and just the mere acknowledgement of that individual. We talked about loss at one part of the episode, to just say, how are you doing? It does not call for us to help fix in that moment. It could be just, putting your hand on the desk and saying, just wanted to check in, say hello, and move away. And that person might be talked out. That person maybe is not in a position to share, but just acknowledge their existence and that you're not just making it pretend it's invisible. So I think it's the practical parts to give you some coaching factors when we're in intimate environments, in person as well as virtual. And we don't know the context and the backstory. And not to play what I call a poker game of like, oh, that was disturbing. Well, let me tell you about a time, or somebody I knew that this happened. That is what it needed in many of these occasions. So less us and more acknowledgement in very simple ways. And I think she brought an incredible gift to the process, just to state some things we could think about.
Yeah. And once again, I think it's, it's another thing where we find ourselves talking a lot about listening and listening principles as a path towards a story coming out, or as a path towards finding that voice and giving voice. It has to start with listening, and that listening has to be open and non-judgmental and supportive in a way that's not wanting to fix, right? It's more like, I'm just here to listen if you need it, and then see what comes out of that. That's what I encourage people to try out and to experiment with. Somebody said something that's pretty, that maybe made people uncomfortable, et cetera, but try to investigate further, and see if that person needs something, see if, and usually what they need is just listening in our experience, and something comes out that gives you information that you can then act on, right? But in our experience, going into an organization or a team and saying, hey, why don't you tell me a story about yourself? That never works, right? It's much more, I think one of your techniques, right, might be a good time to talk about that too, right, Jules?
It's developing some patience with silence and that it is okay to be still for a minute and pause. And a lot of times in coaching situations, in management situations, it's the quiet and the fact we took a breath and a beat where the person has kind of felt, I think it's going to be okay. I'll take a chance to talk to you. That is, it's not what I said, it's just staying still. And then even in the group, you've witnessed it in the groups when we're doing sessions together where people have shared and they've realized they have a little bit of a comment about these thinking prompts we use, you know, the heritage stories, or I use food a lot sometimes. And then they relax a little bit and they can move something across the table. But it's taking a moment to just stay still and not have this great knee-jerk reaction that we have to fill the silence. So introverts and extroverts, the same thing. Giving people space that is saying it's okay to be quiet once in a while and just be patient. It's my big move. But yeah, learning about that and being brave enough to start finding out about other people's fear. What does somebody go through the stages of trauma? So I know we give some thinking prompts in our work, but dig in a little bit more. It will help because it'll come in handy one day. We all experience it, and I think it'll bring a better cohesiveness to your group and to help them cope and retain good people. It gets overwhelming if we don't.
Great. Wonderful. Well, that's all I got for this. And I know there's a lot more people can learn if they go to our website and check out the full episode with Erica Reed, which is really super informative and filled with lots of practical insights. So I really encourage people to go back to our website, narrative.com and ARATIV.com, and find out for yourselves all these various techniques and resources that we have there. So thanks again. Thanks, Jules, for doing this again. And we'll see you all next time.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.